This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So Harvard Medical School has announced that it hates white doctors. They don't like white people, and they don't like white doctors. They're going to start removing the photos of white doctors who used to be heads of department and who achieved great things, because they say that it might trigger the more diverse students who aren't white. So essentially, Harvard Medical School is declaring war on white people. But more importantly, they're also saying that they have to put people of color into positions of power. This was actually admitted by the head of Harvard Medical School. They have to actively put people of color into positions of power. But what she's not saying, but implying, is that they will do that to people who have not earned those positions. In other words, Harvard Medical School has just announced that they're not going to be interested in the most qualified doctors or the most proficient doctors when it comes to medicine or surgery. Instead, they're going to give promotions and raises and positions of power to people who have the right skin color, the right sexual orientation. So it's going to be a transgender Latino so-called doctor who gets the positions and gets the raises and gets the internships and gets all these coveted positions and power when they have not earned it. You see, Harvard Medical School is doing what the left does everywhere, which is to destroy the merit-based system. They don't believe in merit. They don't think that anybody should have to earn anything. They think that white people should be punished because of the color of their skin, or the lack of color of their skin, so to speak. And they also think that people of dark skin, or people who are transgenders, or people who are women, or especially a combination like a transgender, lesbian, African-American woman, should be given automatic, you should be the dean of the school. You don't even have to complete medical school. We'll just give you a certificate as a doctor because you check off all the boxes of all the diversity groups. That's Harvard Medical School today. And you got to think about this. How racist is that policy? Harvard is racist. They're bigots. In the name of inclusiveness, they're going to exclude white doctors, even if those doctors happen to be very, very good and very proficient at what they do. They're going to be punished for being white. Harvard Medical School, if you think about it, is setting a tone where now they're forcing patients all across America to now have to question their doctors if they are a member of a so-called diversity group. Like, if you have a doctor who's gay or who's black or who's transgender or who is a woman, now, even if you're not racist and if you're not a bigot, you have to remember that Harvard is racist and that Harvard is bigoted and that Harvard is handing out medical degrees to people who don't deserve it. And so now you have to look at these people as a patient and say, is this person qualified? Even if you're not a bigot, again, you're not a racist, but Harvard is racist. So you now as a patient, you have to start asking that question. Has this person, this lesbian African-American female doctor, has she actually earned her medical degree, or did she get a bunch of free passes? Did she get promoted? Did she get A's in the class that she didn't earn? Because Harvard is now going to give extra bonuses and credit and extra, you know, power to all of these people because of the color of their skin. You see, that's rational people now have to start asking that question. And you see how Harvard is then destroying the credibility of those very good medical doctors who are black or who are women or who are transgenders or gay or lesbian or what have you. Because there are, of course, many very qualified doctors who are black. There are many very qualified doctors who are Latino. Oh, and by the way, your doctor, like so many doctors are Asian now, and Asians are being discriminated against by Harvard and other schools because they say there are too many Asians in our schools. So they punish you for being Asian. So now, not only is Harvard discriminating against whites and proving that it's racist and bigoted, it's also discriminating against Asians. So wait a second. So it's only certain colors that are okay with Harvard Medical School. You have to be a certain color. You can't be Asian colored, but if you're Latino colored, you get a bonus. Or if you're black colored, you get a bonus, but not if you're Korean, you see. This is the bigotry of the left. This is why leftism is a cancer on society. This is why leftism is dangerous to all of us. This is why leftism, i.e. progressivism, inclusiveness, equality, all that BS has to be defeated. People need to earn their positions. Whether we're talking about a doctor who's going to have, you know, lives in their hands when it comes to treating patients, or a scientist who might be working on a rocket system for NASA that's going to carry astronauts, or an engineer that's going to design a bridge that we hope doesn't fall down. No matter what the position, people need to earn their degrees. I hope you would agree with that as a reasonable, rational person, that college graduates and professional graduates such as doctors and even attorneys and so on should earn their degrees. Is that a crazy idea? According to the left, they shouldn't have to. They should be given their degrees if they happen to be the right color, like black, but not certain colors like Asian. If you're Asian, you're punished. If you're white, you're punished. But you see, leftism is insane. It makes no sense. You cannot rationally justify all the selective punishing of people based on their race, or the selective rewarding, the artificial boosting of people based on their race or their gender or what have you. I mean, what does being transgender have to do with your qualifications as a doctor anyway? But you can tell, it's pretty obvious that Harvard Medical School is going to want the maximum number of transgender, Latino, gay, what have you, students, and they're going to give them extra bonuses, and they're going to give them degrees that they haven't earned. That's Harvard Medical School. And this is what the left has come to. They don't believe in a merit-based society. In fact, they don't even believe that people should be held to account for their crimes unless they're white. So if a minority commits a crime, let's say in a sanctuary city, which by definition is a city that refuses to apply laws to illegal immigrants who are lawbreakers by definition. But if you commit a crime, if you murder somebody in San Francisco and you're an illegal alien, you get off scot-free. Jury already decided that. That's already been done. That was last year. But if you're a white person and you murder somebody in San Francisco, oh, you're going to jail, man. You're gonna go to prison because, well, that's a crime, and your skin color doesn't get you a free pass. You don't get that get out of jail free card if your skin is white. It's only if your skin is brown and you don't speak good English and you cross the border illegally. So if you commit a crime of entering the country illegally, then you get a free pass on committing any other crime you want. That's the left. And if you happen to be the right orientation, a man pretending that he's a woman, then you don't have to earn your medical degree at Harvard. You're going to get extra credit. You're going to get to graduate with a medical degree that you didn't even earn. You're going to get to work on patients. You know, it strikes me as so odd that every once in a while I see a news report on a guy arrested who was a fake doctor, who was like faking like he's a doctor, faked his medical license, and harmed people with some, you know, surgery or prescriptions, or sometimes, I don't know, like cosmetic surgery injections, like injecting women's butts with concrete mix. I've actually seen stories on that before. It's unreal. But it occurs to me now that Harvard is going to be graduating fake doctors who are all going to be these diverse minority groups, by the way. They're fake doctors who are graduated by Harvard and given medical degrees that are fake, because Harvard doesn't believe that people should have to earn their medical degrees anymore. Because according to their department head, they're going to put people of color and people, diverse people, they're going to put them in power, even when they haven't earned it. This is what Harvard now openly admits to. So the takeaway here, obviously, is that even though you're not racist, Harvard is racist. So now if you see a doctor who fits one of these diversity groups, who is from Harvard or any other medical school that follows this, and believe me, it's practically all the medical schools, it's the entire institution of academia at this point, you now have to question, is this doctor dangerous? Is this doctor even qualified? Did this doctor get a fake degree because of their sexual orientation or the color of their skin? Did they actually earn anything in medical school? That is now a reasonable, rational question to be asking as this social justice BS infects our culture and infects our school system, and infects medical schools and is churning out incompetent, dishonest doctors who don't know what they're doing, who didn't earn their degrees, but who just happen to check off all the right boxes for the social justice med schools that hate white people. This is what it has come to in America. And this is because leftists are a cancer on society. Leftism, progressivism is a disease of the mind. And if anything, we need to turn out doctors who can treat that disease. Except, sadly, many of the doctors are afflicted with that disease. And because the disease is self-reinforcing, they are not aware of their affliction. So there you go. That's what's actually happening in America with Harvard Medical School. How insane have things become? Crazy. So check out my website, medicine.news, if you want the latest news on real medicine, real reporting, independent media. Check out medicine.news. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.